Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to a special edition of the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. I'm Errol's Funk Roberts. I'm known around the world as a guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond completely transform their bodies, their health, their lives, and naturally increase their testosterone. And today we're going to talk about the worst diets for men over 40 and why most of the popular diets today, in fact, pretty much all of them, are sabotaging your health. And I think this is a very, very important because as we're moving into a new year, I'm shooting this at the end of 2023, moving into 2024. This is the time in the new years where us guys are now taking a look at ourselves, our health, and going, wait, you know what? I got to get rid of this belly fat. I got to, you know, get back into shape. I got to get my energy levels high. I got to try to figure out how to build some muscle. Like all of these things that are happening that we have put aside for whatever reason now becomes front and center when we hit a new year. And unfortunately, what happens is we start to jump to different fad diets or in quotations, popular diets or restrictive diets to try to get the quickest, the fastest results. And listen, I am guilty as charged. I know exactly what you are going through. It is actually not your fault that you are jumping to these diets because that's really what's out there and overwhelming us. But I also struggled with a lot of things that led me down a very dark hole. I'm 54 right now, but when I was 39 and 40, I just, you know, even though I was in my corporate world, 9-to-5 job, I was also starting to blog more with nutrition, or sorry, with workouts and fitness and nutrition, and also was on YouTube. Started my YouTube, you know, in quotations, career, I guess. At that time, when YouTube started, I was posting workouts, I was posting exercises, and, you know, one of the things that I was suffering, so I was there posting information, but what I wasn't posting was what I was struggling with, right? Because I was struggling. I was 215 pounds of big, as Elliot Hulse called it, male PMS, puffy muscle syndrome. I was big and puffy, like 215 pounds. You know, usually I'm 180 pounds, 85 pounds. So 215 is huge. Plus I had a massive belly and I was, you know, covering a lot of that up with just wearing big, baggy basketball shirts, right? If you look back at those videos, you see me in big basketball shirts. But in truth, I was struggling with belly fat, struggling that I couldn't build muscle, struggling with my libido was low. My energy levels were all over the place. My mood was all over the place. I just didn't know what was going on. So what did I do? Here I am now, jumping from diet to diet. I tried the popular diets of today were not generally popular back then. Back then I was on Atkins diet, low carb, low fat diets, South Beach diet. Like I tried 7 or 8 different diet plans to try to get rid of the belly fat, to try to overcome the struggles that I had. And none of them worked. In fact, they made things worse. My belly got bigger. My energy levels plummeted. I wasn't building any muscle. I was getting bigger and puffier. And my mood levels changed. My confidence changed. Like all of these things were happening. And it led me down a dark hole. You know, I started drinking more, partying more to try to mask my manhood. And luckily enough, it wasn't until I went to my doctor for a routine yearly physical that he, which is very important why you should always be getting physicals or, you know, testing and getting your hormones tested on a regular basis every 3 months. Like you got to know what's going on with your body, you know, prostate test, your colon test, like all of those things. But when I went to the doctor, told me, hey, man, your testosterone levels are super, super low. They're, you know, they're 185 a nanograms per deciliter. He's telling me that it was like a grandfather. And for me, it didn't make sense because here I am, big and puffy, right? But I was a big guy. I was in the gym. I was working out. I was trying all these diets. And he's like, well, that doesn't matter. It's your hormones that are causing all of these things, causing your belly fat, causing the fact that you don't have energy, causing your mood swings, causing your low libido. And then he said, but if you can reverse that and naturally increase your T levels, these are things that are going to happen. And the byproduct is getting rid of belly fat. The byproduct is being able to build muscle. The byproduct is feeling more energy, more manhood, manly, better libido, et cetera. And also better overall health, not being susceptible to chronic health issues like high blood pressure and diabetes and, you know, cholesterol issues and heart issues. So that's when I went on a voyage down, you know, researching what are the best ways to naturally increase testosterone, and nutrition was the key component for all of this, right? Obviously you need workouts and recovery and sleep and all those things, but nutrition was the key component. And so again, back then there wasn't the availability of information. I had hormone specialists I had to talk to, went to the library. I had worked in the hospital before in neurology, so I had contacts that would help and guide me on how to use nutrition as a way to reverse all of these things, right? And so 6 months later, 185 pounds, lean and ripped, best shape of my life at that point, even as I was a professional athlete prior, you know, going to Thailand and training, and then next year at 41 fighting, like I was in the best shape and feeling incredible in my 40s because I've made these changes. And listen, it's not your fault, because like I said, I had to like dig deep and look into going to the, you know, encyclopedias and connecting with the hormone specialist, you know, and at that time too, I was training fighters, like high level MMA fighters, boxers, Muay Thai fighters, you know, jiu-jitsu wrestlers, UFC fighters, et cetera. So using a lot of the things that I learned on them and seeing their progress was incredible too. But one of the things that I started to uncover, and then also talking to my doctor, where there are physiological changes that happen to us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. In fact, these changes happen when we reach 30. So there's no wonder that all of these diets that I'm bouncing on, and even today, these diets do not work for us. Okay. Remember, a nutrition diet, a nutrition plan is a lifestyle. This is not a jump from one thing to try to lose weight quickly or get rid of belly fat quickly or turn around my high blood pressure or whatever it is. This is the lifestyle that I'm going to, it's got to be sustainable, right? Your nutrition lifestyle needs to be able, you need to be able to do it for a year, 2 years, 3 years, for the rest of your life while getting incredible results. And these diets out there are not set up that way. They're not set up for sustainability. They're set up for quick wins, but then when you revert, you're getting worse, like the losses outweigh the wins that you get, and which is why you're always going back and forth, bouncing from diet to diet, from restrictive diet to restrictive diet. Again, it's not your fault. But what you need to understand is what are the physiological changes that are happening in our bodies that will cause a lot of the things that we suffer from, right? So let's just dive back in there, because remember, when I'm talking about these diets, I'm not talking like they don't work completely. A lot of these diets do work short term. Some of these diets work for other people, but I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about you, the guy in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even late 30s. We have certain things that happen to our bodies that don't happen to everybody else at wherever they are, like a 20-year-old kid or a 30-year-old or like, you know, a 20-year-old or a teen, or a woman who's 20 or 30 or suffering from menopause. The physiological change that happened to us, number one, is testosterone decrease. So our testosterone levels naturally decrease 1% to 2% every single year after the age of 30. So by the time you reach 40, most guys, their T levels are super low because lifestyle, because the physiological, like it's actually happening physiologically, our testosterone levels are decreasing. So And you may be thinking, okay, well, what does that have to do with everything? Well, that has everything to do with everything, because testosterone, having high testosterone will help with getting rid of belly fat, will help with building muscle, will help with libido, will help with energy, will help with confidence, will help with mood, will help with decreasing chance of chronic illnesses like, hypertension and heart disease and diabetes and all of the things that we generally start to see more of in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Having the high total testosterone, free testosterone, bioavailable testosterone, that is the byproduct is all of the things that we need and want as we get older. So that's number one, testosterone levels, right? And our lifestyle doesn't help, because also hormonal imbalance is the other thing that happens, because our T levels are low, because of the lifestyle we lead, the diets we keep going on, or the foods that we're feeding ourselves or drinking, or all of these other things, not working out. All of these things will imbalance our hormones, like estrogen. Estrogen's a female hormone. Although we do need a little bit of estrogen, too much estrogen, right, not only decreases your testosterone, because it kind of that's the enemy in some ways. They do get along, because we do need a little bit of estrogen, but too much, that's where you get the belly fat, that's where you get the man boobs, that's where you get the dad bod, and that's where you get the feminization, because estrogen's a female hormone. Women need estrogen. Men don't need that much estrogen. They do need it, a healthy amount of estrogen, but we're going to get that anyway. So hormonal imbalances also mean your thyroid. So your metabolism slows down. And now this is something that's not generally like a physiological thing. This is more about your lifestyle, because the foods you eat, bouncing from diet to diet, not working out, the foods you don't eat, what happens is your thyroid hormone, your thyroid, right, is responsible for your metabolism, right? Obviously, there's other things, but your thyroid, that hormone. So when we're not feeding the thyroid, when we're not supporting our thyroid, and we're not doing other things like we're eating horrible foods, we're not working out, what have you, our metabolism slows down, and we're bouncing from diet to diet. That is a huge metabolism destroyer. It's going from diet to diet to diet to diet, restrictive diets, what have you, which we'll dive into quickly afterwards. So that's what we're dealing with. Metabolism slows down, mostly due to the lifestyle. And then there's sarcopenia, right? Natural loss of muscle due to aging. So again, as we reach 30, now we're naturally losing muscle, which is why we have to be building muscle as much as possible. But building muscle isn't about showing up in the gym. It's more about nutrition, what you're feeding your muscles to recover, right? Obviously the hydration part of it. Yes, of course, sleep, recovery, 100%, but we're just talking about diet, nutrition. And the more muscular you are, the more metabolic you're going to be, right? Because muscle is denser than fat. And so you want to be more muscular. You want, and I'm not talking about bodybuilding style, but you need to build muscle. Like that's where we're suffering from sarcopenia. So now all of these physiological changes are happening, plus our lifestyle changes. Now we see that, okay, now that due to all of these things, so now you understand. So we got to think about testosterone. We got to think about the thyroid metabolism. We got to think about hormone balance. We got to think about sarcopenia. We got to think about our overall health. This is why men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we need to eat differently than younger people. We need to eat differently than women. We have different physiological changes and lifestyle changes that happen to us, which is why most popular diets out there will rapidly decline our metabolic rate, are going to harm our hormones, and are going to damage the metabolism of us guys, and prevent us from building muscle the way we need to build muscle. And unfortunately, the trainers out there, the diet experts, have no clue about our current hormonal imbalances. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I want you to really think about this. This is no disrespect to any fitness person out there, but here's the thing. When you're listening to someone who's in their 30s, a man in their 30s, a fitness guy in their 30s, they have no clue. They're not even in their 40s, so they don't even know what's going to be happening. When they reach 40, it's going to start to hit them, and a lot of those guys are going to change their theme, hopefully, right? Because some guys will just hold on to it, right? But, so you got to think about that. You also got to think about the guys who are rich and maybe doing like hormonal, you know, like TRT and hormonal therapy, they and they're also fitness people. You don't want to listen to them because they are doing hormonal therapy, so their testosterone levels are through exogenous methods are increasing, so they can get away, and they also know how to work out and stuff like that, so they can get away with all these crazy diets. So you don't want to listen to them because they're not struggling with what you struggle with, right? And then of course women, no disrespect, but women aren't men, so women don't have the physiological changes. It's like we're not going to be people who focus on menopause because we don't suffer menopause unless you are a actual physician who that's what you do. And then the other thing too is when you start to see a fitness person who is just turning 40 and now they start to change the tune and they're starting to talk about, oh, I now train dads over 40. Meanwhile, they used to be this type of trainer, but all of a sudden, because they may be a new dad or they're 40, they're like, let me get on this over 40, men over 40 niche because I'm 40 now, I have kids, and let me just talk to the dad. But they still don't have that understanding of nutrition. They're slowly getting it, but they don't have the understanding. So you just have to be very aware of like, well, so-and-so said that this diet's great. Well, so-and-so also just turned 40. So-and-so also is still thinking about other things and not thinking about, you know, the full spectrum of hormonal imbalances, the full spectrum of metabolism, and the full spectrum of really what you guys and myself have been struggling with. And they may be struggling too. So there's this kind of, so hopefully that makes sense. So now that we understand testosterone naturally increasing, metabolism we need to support, we need hormonal balance, right? Cortisol levels as well. It's another hormone that we want to stabilize. Sarcopenia, natural loss of muscle. Now we're understanding, oh, okay, those are things that we need to focus on. Ah, now that when I uncover some of these diets and let you know why they're not going to work for us long-term, because remember, this is about sustainability, and this is about not damaging our metabolism. But in fact, we want to sustainably increase our overall health, our well-being, our energy, and our hormones to be balanced. So what happens, generally speaking, at this point in time of the year is you start a low-calorie diet or a restrictive diet, like food restrictive diet, or a low-carb diet, or some crazy thing that you saw on YouTube that, like, for instance, I work for the UFC, so Dana White is my boss, and Dana did a 72-hour water diet or some water diet that, generally speaking, isn't going to be the greatest for us. Those type of things, which, you know, people will jump on quickly because they saw the results that Dana got, but again, like restricting yourself is only going to make things worse after when you don't understand how to eat in the first place. You're just jumping on these things because when you understand how to eat and what foods you need and what foods to stay away from, then okay, if you want to do some crazy 24 or 72 hour water fast or whatever it is, because you also understand how to rehydrate, right? Reintroduce food into your body. Like I've also worked with fighters and helped them cut weight. But after you cut that weight, we have to rehydrate yourself. This is not a very health, it's actually extremely unhealthy, but it's the rehydration so that they don't just all of a sudden absorb all of these calories because they just, okay, I made weight, now I'm gonna eat pizza and all this other stuff, because it's gonna go the opposite very quickly. So what generally happens is we jump on this diet, you know, some type of crazy diet, that we experience some temporary weight loss, right? So this is also important because it's not about weight, it's about burning fat. It's not about losing weight, it's about burning fat, right? Because when you burn, because remember, trying to build muscle, also muscle's denser than fat. So sometimes the scale may not change, but your body physique is going to change. Oh, wait a minute, I can see more. I can see some cuts in my biceps. Oh, my chest. All right, now I can see my chest. You know, I don't have the man boobs anymore. I have my pecs are starting to develop. Oh my goodness, I got a six pack. But wait a minute, the scale still stays the same. I haven't lost any weight. Meanwhile, my body's completely transformed, right? A lot of times people are looking down and not looking up and not seeing the physical changes along with the strength changes that happen when you create a better and healthier, sustainable environment and not focus on weight loss, but focus on fat loss. So you're going to experience temporary weight loss, which generally will come from muscle. But then what happens is because you're on such a low calorie, restrictive food or low carb or low fat or whatever diet it is, then your thyroid hormones are going to plummet because now your body's in a state of survival. And when your body's in a state of survival, your body starts to slow down, right? Metabolism slows down and then it starts to hold on to fat, right? Your metabolism slows down because your hormones are plummeting. And then what happens afterwards is, okay, this is not sustainable for me. I can't think at work. I have no energy. I can't even go to the gym and work out because I have no energy because I'm on this crazy diet. I gotta start eating again. But once you eat, your body fuels weight regain. And now you're gaining back that weight. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You know, because it's happened to you. And now you are, it's like obesity relapse, right? There's a doctor in the New England Journal of Medicine called it obesity relapse, right? Which makes sense because, first of all, we got all these years of toxic buildup with the foods that we eat, the alcohol, and all of those things. But a lot of other things that we eat right now and our lifestyle will contribute to, a dysfunctioning, low-functioning thyroid, which is metabolism, which we need. And, of course, our testosterone levels due to the foods that we're not eating and eating are going to plummet because we are not supporting testosterone levels. We are actually sabotaging them. And so now we're back into, I lost weight for, 6 weeks, but now I put it all back on again. And now I got to try this other diet, or I'm just not going to diet anymore because I'm so frustrated. And I get it. And it's not your fault because this information I'm about to talk to you about isn't common out there for us guys yet. It will be, but it isn't. So what we're going to talk about today is I'm going to flip the script right now quickly, and I'm going to just flip it. And I'm going to say that because we all the things that we want, testosterone, metabolism, hormone, generally speaking, this is what a balanced plate looks like, okay? It's coming from my book, Nutrition for Men Over 40, which is based on my Meta Test Boost Nutrition Lifestyle. Meta, metabolic, test, testosterone, boost. So boosting both your metabolism, your balancing your hormones and your testosterone naturally, and system, lifestyle. This is sustainable. And so what do we need? Well, we need three meals a day, right? Three meals a day, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, whether it's meal one, meal two, meal three. And I'm telling you this so you understand why the diets I'm about to tell you are the worst. Because if you don't know, if I just go with the diets that are the worst and not tell you why, based on what I'm about to tell you, then it's still not going to make sense. But this hopefully will help you make sense, will help make sense. So let's start off with the balance plate. The balance plate has four quadrants. Each quadrant is responsible for a specific type of food. So number one, carbs. You need a quadrant that has starchy complex carbs. So every single meal, three meals a day, needs to have a source of starchy complex carbs that comes from a list that is optimal for what I'm about to tell you, testosterone, thyroid. So that's what starchy carbs will do. Complex starchy carbs will help support your thyroid. Your thyroid needs complex carbs to help to support that. So you start to metabolize, obviously, energy levels and building muscle and the micronutrients inside the foods that are in the starchy carb, complex carb list also have micronutrients that support your testosterone levels, et cetera. So there's so many benefits of having starchy complex carbs that we need it 100%. We cannot eat a meal without starchy complex carb, and they're good. They're delicious. Then we need a source of protein. Why? Well, protein is a building block for muscles, bones, and metabolic processes. I told you we suffer from sarcopenia, natural loss of muscle due to aging. We need protein. We told you that we suffer from low metabolism because of our lifestyle. We need protein. Protein helps with fat loss. Protein helps with the metabolic processes. And our body doesn't naturally produce protein, so we need it from an outside source. And we need high quality protein sources because at 40, 50, 60, and 70, our margin of error is very small. We can't eat the same foods that we used to. We can't do the same workouts that we used to, but we can still get into the completely best shape of our lives, which I've transformed, or they've transformed, like thousands of people have transformed their lives and their bodies in 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Like it continues. It's insane. Anyways, so we need protein. a source of protein. And then we need a source of healthy fats. Why? Because healthy fats have good cholesterol. Monounsaturated fats, like the good healthy fats, have good cholesterol. Cholesterol is a precursor to testosterone production. Remember I told you our testosterone levels naturally decrease 1-2% every single year at the after the age of 30. So by the time we get to 40, 50, 60, 70, it's pretty much plummeted. So naturally increasing testosterone means that we need to have cholesterol. Cholesterol is a precursor. So once the whole process, starting from the hypothalamus all the way down to the testes, everything's you know, ready to go, testosterone production's ready, and then it's looking around, hey, where's the cholesterol? Oh, there's no cholesterol in here. There's no good cholesterol in here. Oh, well, then we can't do anything because we need that spark. So you need good cholesterol. That's why eating a source of healthy fat with every single meal is important. Then finally, we need a source of fruits or vegetables, depending on the meal, or combination, right? Fruits and vegetables have the micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals that will help with our hormones, that'll help with fat loss, that'll help with all our overall health. So every single meal should have starchy carb, protein, healthy fat, and vegetables or fruits, depending on the meal. Okay, that's how we transform our bodies, transform our health, and transform our lives. And it's sustainable because it's easy. We don't count calories. You don't need to count calories. You don't need to freaking weigh your food. You just need to have a source on that plate. And then as this becomes more of a lifestyle, then you can start to, I think I need a little bit more carbs. I'm not eating enough protein. Like that starts to happen. But it's the behavior of making sure that every single time you eat, you can call that out. And you also know why. Backed by science, backed by research. It is what it is. This is it. So now let's talk about the diets that don't work. Because remember, we're not dieting. This is an eating lifestyle plan. Our nutrition, our over 40 alpha nutrition, our Meditest Boost nutrition system, like alpha meals, that's what we call it. Alpha meal, alpha dinner, alpha lunch, alpha breakfast, alpha meal. It's sustainable. I've been eating this way for 14 years and I can eat like this anywhere in the world. I can be in Thailand because I travel all over the world. I travel to Thailand every year. I can eat alpha meals. I travel to Australia, alpha meals. New Zealand, alpha meals. Abu Dhabi, alpha meals. All over Canada, alpha meals. All over the US, alpha meals. Doesn't matter. Doesn't change. Cottages, road trips, doesn't matter. Doesn't change. Restaurants, doesn't matter. Doesn't change. Why? Because it is a simple lifestyle. Okay, it's easy to implement. Again, not saying, oh, you should know this. You should not know this. This is why you're here. I'm teaching this to you. So now you understand. Oh, okay, cool. This is an eating plan that's sustainable. Something that I can use for 1, 2, 3 for the rest of my life. That's what we need. And it's important that our plan supports our hormones, increases fat burning metabolism, gives us energy, gives us weight loss when we need to lose weight, helps us build muscle, helps with our hormones, helps with our libido, gives us our manhood back. Okay. And again, 40s, 50s, men, this is men now. Okay. Because again, a lot of times the nutrition and diets aren't, although they are, oh yeah, you can use over 40. They're not really marketed to us. They're more marketed to women than us. Women buy these things more than men do. So you have to be very, very careful because a lot of times it's crushing our hormones. So let's talk about these five diets and why they don't work for us. Number one, the ketogenic diet. Okay, so this became something that was popularized over the last few years. Yeah, I remember keto diet was coming out of everybody's name. In fact, I do remember at one point in time, I'm like, should I create a keto diet plan? And then I'm going back and researching, like, no, there's nothing I can do in this keto diet that's going to help men over 40. So that was kiboshed, right? Big no-no for us. Why? Because it's an ultra low carb diet. It's a low carb diet, pretty much a no carb diet. And I just finished telling you that we need carbs, right? Yes, it will help keep insulin levels low. Yes, it will promote the utilizing fat for fuel. But it will also decrease our exercise intensity. It'll also cause our leptin levels to drop, which regulates the metabolic rate for us, right? And there's a ton of other unwanted side effects that happen, you know, keto flu, digestion, insomnia. We're not getting all the minerals, vitamins and minerals and micronutrients that we need. There's a whole bunch of things. And it's a very difficult diet to maintain because although, yes, we want to get into ketosis and there's different ways to get into ketosis, the thing is, once you eat food again, or the second you introduce you know, a bit of too much alcohol, or, you know, what happens when you restrict carbs? Well, you're going to start to get the sweet tooth. You're right. You're gonna want fruit. You're gonna want chocolate. You're gonna want something sweet, pizza, bread, something like that. As soon as you do that, you stop producing ketones. Right. And now you're like, oh, I can't even like. So now you're like, you're going out. You can't eat certain foods. You never want to be in a situation as a man where you can't eat certain foods. Right. Like, oh, I can't eat carbs. Right. Or I can't drink too much. Like who wants to live a ketogenic diet as a man in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s? Because every time you want to indulge, you're literally starting over again. So now you're just starting over again. Where you lose a bit of weight? Sure. But the other thing that the keto diet doesn't really do is it's very difficult to increase your testosterone levels. Like, I know that there are guys, well, I know 100% that there were guys who came into the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood program who had used keto diet. They lost weight, but what they realized is, man, I lost weight on the keto diet for the first couple months, but then it was too hard to maintain. My T levels plummeted because they weren't getting the macro that they needed. They weren't getting the minerals that are needed. And all of the side effects that were coming along with it just wasn't worth it. Like, not the weight loss, right? It's not a sustainable diet. Now, listen, not saying it doesn't work for some people. Some people, it works amazing, and they've been on keto for 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is. Most of those people are women, to tell you the truth, or young people. But I don't see many people with that, because the diet limits specific fruits, limits specific vegetables, and, of course, it limits starchy complex carbs, the whole grains, right? And then, of course, all of these drastic changes of, yes, you're going to get some weight loss, but remember, we're not talking about weight loss here. We're talking about metabolism. We're not talking about ketosis. Different ways to get into ketosis. You don't need to go on such a crazy restrictive diet that disrupts our hormones. And it's not sustainable. It's not a long-term diet. Not for men in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm talking about men in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s that are naturally not on testosterone replacement therapy. Keto diet is not the answer for a sustainable, healthy plan. So hopefully that makes sense. Number two, the paleo diet. Now, let me talk a little bit about this paleo diet, because the paleo diet is basically a diet that comes from the Paleolithic era, right? We're going to eat like we're, you know, cavemen, which, listen, there are some great points, right? Like there are some things that you eat in the paleo diet that are good whole foods. You know, I'm not saying it's completely, you know, doesn't work, but I just want to say one thing, that when people talk about the paleo diet or eating like our ancestors did, I think what they don't think about, and generally speaking, this is why people who promote the paleo diet, like hang on to it, are generally younger, although there's some people who are older, but if you look back at their history, they probably started talking about the paleo diet when they're younger. To my knowledge, I remember that back in the Paleolithic era, the lifespan of a man was generally 30s to 35, wasn't 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. It was like 30 to 40. And of course, a lot of that was due to, you know, getting killed. But, you know, there's a lot of just a lot of health issues that happen. And so, you know, diarrhea, diseases, and dehydration, and sometimes starvation, depending. So if the life expectancy of the Paleolithic diet is, the life expectancy of that type of diet is 30 to 35, or, you know, late 20s, then that diet doesn't make sense for us guys as we're getting older, because it's generally very, the time, again, I wasn't there, okay, but, you know, we're talking 20s and 30-year-olds, not 40s, 50s, and 60-year-olds. So there's really nothing that talks about, well, what about the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70-year-old man back in those days? What were their testosterone levels like? What were their health like? You know, we're talking about paleo diet and all of these great things for extreme effective weight loss, right, that will come to anyone who follows it. But now that I think about it, we didn't live till we were in our late 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s in the Paleolithic era. Of course, some did. Don't get me wrong. But does that make sense? Why would I follow a diet that is promoted to a time era where most men didn't live to my age now? Right? Because remember, as our age, as we get here, our hormones change, metabolism changes, you know, due to our lifestyle, sarcopenia, right? So, like, and a lot of times when we're following specific diets that restrict certain foods or restrict certain things, eliminates foods, like iodine, for instance, is a very important factor to help regulate our metabolism and our thyroid. And the paleo diet doesn't really give us sufficient amount of iodine, which we would get through our foods, right? So that's one thing. Another big issue is it eliminates a lot of the dairy products that, again, dairy, I'm a big proponent of not drinking milk, but there are other dairy products that give us the healthy fats. I talked about us needing healthy fats. So, and it's not a real sustainable diet, right? Like, yes, on paper, it looks magical. Oh my God, meats and seafood and berries and all of these great things. But it also presents a lot of hormonal disruptions for us, right? Testosterone, you know, the metabolic needs that we have. And a lot of doctors see that, the nutrient deficiencies that we don't get. Remember, I'm talking about when we're getting older, I'm talking about metabolism and thyroid hormonal optimization. So again, another diet that you can only eat a certain amount of foods. And like when you're following diets that eliminate things or prevent you from eating things, then you're just setting yourself up from not getting a balanced approach to optimize our hormones, to optimize our metabolism, right? We're not eating the whole grains that we may need or the dairy that we need. I'm not talking about milk. I'm talking about other dairy products, right? So that's why the paleo diet is something we don't want to follow. Diet, the thing that it says diet right there, we don't want to follow it, right? It's gonna impact our gut health. It's gonna impact our ability to build muscle. Because again, it's not just the proteins, it's the hormones as well that the Paleolithic diet isn't really set up for us men in our 40s, 50s, 60s. The third diet you want to stay away from is a vegan diet, right? And I say this all the time. I know that, actually, I don't care about the vegans and what they think about. The vegans can be a vegan. That's great. I got vegans in my family. I got vegetarians in my family. I got family members who were vegans who just now eat balanced plate meal. And again, when you're following a meal plan that restricts certain food groups right there and then, it should be a click, right? Because, you know, the vegan diet is all about vegetarian and vegan foods. And the key thing is when you follow a vegan diet, although once again, if you had been eating horribly, right, like and you have complete health problems and you're drinking alcohol and you're eating crappy foods and all of these, you know, the processed foods and all these things that are causing all these health issues, and then you all of a sudden go to a vegan diet, yeah, of course you're going to see results because you've just eliminated all the crappy foods that you're eating. But what you're also eliminating is a lot of the nutrients that we need: calcium, iron, vitamin B1, 2, 3, 12, zinc, all of the things, that high quality protein that is important for maintaining our strength, that is important for maintaining our health, and that is important for our hormone levels. And the other thing too about vegan diets is a lot of the foods are actually processed foods. They're fake foods to mimic real foods, right? And it's very difficult to boost your free testosterone, which is the most important, the vital T for men our age, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, right? So because we need it, again, for all the reasons I talked about. So following a vegan diet, if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, is very difficult. It's not sustainable. And we don't, remember I talked about our margin for error, right? Our margin for error is very, like, we need to ensure that the protein, because remember, we are suffering from sarcopenia, natural loss of muscle due to aging. So we have to make sure that our protein sources are high quality protein sources. Plant-based protein sources aren't as high in quality as animal protein. And animal protein also has other things like good cholesterol, you know, that we need, like grass-fed beef and that sort of thing, also has the cholesterol that we need. So again, radical changes that somebody makes, you're 100% going to get the results or some results, right? But the deficiencies start to happen, right? You start to feel fatigue, inflammation, you know, digestive stress because of the foods that you're eating. Your libido will plummet. Your T levels will plummet. You're not going to have the energy that you need to help. You're not going to build muscle because of the like, remember, we're already suffering from sarcopenia. We're already suffering from a lack of muscle, so or loss of muscle. So why would we put ourselves in a more of a deficit, which to do something that is it takes a long time to build muscle, right? So why would we continue to put ourselves in this type of deficit, right? So we want high quality protein, not proteins that are sometimes 15 times lower than animal proteins that we need. Again, I'm not talking about women or younger people. I'm focusing on men over 40. That's what I'm focusing on, right? I'm setting you up for a sustainable lifestyle. So we need all of those minerals and vitamins, the B12s and the folates and the iron and the omega-3s, things that and I see it in this vegan diet. I see it. It's very difficult to get protein sources. You start having, you know, other things that feminize you, right? Like, no, I'm going to have black beans, soy protein. Like, these are things that actually we need to stay away from because it affects our hormones. So, again, I'm not saying that the vegan, vegetarian diets don't work for some people, but for us guys over 40, this is not our plan. This is not our plan. Number four is an ultra low fat diet. Stay away. Why? Why do we want to stay away from an ultra low fat diet? Well, we need healthy fats. I don't even need to go through this too deep. We need healthy fats. Not only healthy fats for the cholesterol that it has to help us to increase our testosterone levels naturally, but also healthy fats have the omega-3s that we are generally don't have enough of, right? It has the ability for us to get better, absorb minerals better, vitamins better, like A, C, and D, and E, and like all of these minerals are absorbed much better. A lot of the minerals that we run deficient of because of the eating lifestyle that we've had in the past. Now, by eating these healthy fats, not only is going to help, of course, with cholesterol, but help with, you know, absorbing these minerals and vitamins better, you know, help with fat loss. So this is like the key macronutrient for us, right, is a healthy fat. So picking and choosing from a healthy fat is going to be key. And finally, so no low-fat diets. And finally, you know, this if you're, I don't even know if this is even a diet anymore, to tell you the truth, or if it's, maybe it is and I just don't see it, but if it fits your macros, right, like this macro approach, right? Like, yes, we need a balanced plate for sure, but the macro approach, if it fits your macro approach, is all about like counting calories and hitting your macros for the day. And so, again, we don't want to be counting calories, right? We don't want to just getting our macros hit through calories and not really focusing more on the nutrient density of the foods, right? Because the diet doesn't really focus on the micronutrients. It doesn't focus on the nutrient dense foods. It just focuses on macros and calories, which macros, remember, carbs are as a macro, and there's simple carbs and complex carbs. We don't eat simple carbs because that's the carb that sabotages our health. We eat complex carbs from the list, right? But in this case, and I don't know a ton of if your macros fit diet, but what I do know, it's a very unbalanced diet, and it doesn't really focus too much on the nutrient density and the food quality, right? Because it allows for processed foods. It allows for unhealthy foods. It's all about getting those macros and the calories. We don't want that, right? Remember, the food list that you're going to get and the food list you're going to follow, that is a MetaTest Boost testosterone-based nutrition system, a healthy nutrition system for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, focuses heavily on food quality, focuses heavily on the micronutrients that you're getting from the foods. So the good news is you don't have to succumb to following these restrictive fat diets that, again, may work for some people. And listen, you may have a buddy who's in their 50s or 45 or 62 that follows one of these diets. And, you know, there are outliers. There are some people who can follow this, but I always look deeper and I always start to ask questions and I always start to try to uncover things. And generally speaking, when I do uncover it, it's like, oh, well, you keep focusing on this diet, but why? Like, what is it? What is it for you? right? And a lot of people are like, well, when I eat animal protein, this happens. Well, yeah, well, your body's not used to it. If you're going to go from one thing to another, your body needs time to adjust, right? Like, it's, of course, if you're eating one way and all of a sudden you eat the other way, your body's going to have to adjust too. Not saying that it's not as healthy, but when you uncover the micronutrients, when you cover what that food group or that food gives you, you soon discover, oh, okay, yeah, I've been getting away from this because when I first introduced it, this is what happened, but my body was just kind of in that changing mode, in that transition mode. So just throwing those things out there right off the bat, oh, well, when I was in my 20s, I couldn't eat this. Now, some people also have medical issues that they have to eat certain foods or don't eat certain foods, which is why it's very important not only to get your blood work done, but also find out what foods you're allergic to. Find out a lot of those things, like understanding the foods that you should be having a base template of the foods that you can choose from and eat, which is what the MetaTest Boost Nutrition System looks like, which is what us men over 40 look like. Listen, it's not just about MetaTest Boost Nutrition System. I have a good friend of mine. I consider him a good friend. We've known each other for many, many years, and his nutrition system, and he's the highest level of nutrition when it comes to fighters. We've been speaking the exact same thing for all of these years. That's incredible, right? Mike Dolce, Dolce Diet. See, it's literally, we speak the exact same language, right? He's like my brother. Like, I've got some brothers from another mother. Clark Bartram is a brother from another mother. 100%. We've been speaking the same way. Clark is also, you know, he's almost in his 60s. Mike Dolce, we've been talking the same language forever. He, to me, is a brother from another mother, because it's just like, hey, man, we need to focus on our overall health, a sustainability, something that we can follow. I don't want you to have to struggle with counting calories. I don't want you to have to struggle with restrictive foods and diets. I don't want you to have to struggle with that. I did. I struggled. I did all of that. And of course you have, but we no longer have to. We no longer have to. But we got to stay away from these restrictive fad diets that, sure, there are points of these diets that are backed by research and work for some people, but we're talking about us guys, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, who have specific physiological changes that happen to us that start in our 30s. And we don't want to be on this constant start, stop, killing our metabolism, and then now opening the door for chronic issues and immune system deficiencies and metabolic stress and deficiencies and all of the things that will cause us to not become the man we need to be for ourselves, our families, and those who rely on us. But it's not your fault, because all of these things are front and center. All of these diets are front and center. So I'm not like blaming you. Come on, man, you should know. You actually should not know, because it's not there. But now you do know. Now you know, because I just explained it to you, why we need starchy complex carbs, why we need protein, a source of protein, why we need a source of healthy fats, now why we need vegetables and fruits with our meals, three, and why we only need three meals a day. You don't need those snacks, because you're going to be eating the carbs that are going to give you the energy. You're going to be having a balanced plate meal every single time, and the foods that you're going to eat are going to be so delicious, so nutrient dense. Your taste buds are going to be exploding, and you're going to be satiated, and you're going to have energy, and you're going to build muscle, and your testosterone levels are going to increase, and your immunity is going to boost, specifically during the times where you know, people who have comorbidities are falling to the wayside. Obesity in the Western world is at an all-time high. Diabetes, metabolic stress, etc. But now you know, okay, I just need to follow a nutrition lifestyle that supports my hormones, my metabolism, my overall health, my energy, my mind, my brain, and it's easy to follow, because I don't have to count calories. I don't have to weigh my food. I don't have to restrict complete food groups. It's all balanced. And if you go to over40meals.com, I'm going to hook you up with this book absolutely free, either the digital and audio book or the physical book if you live in the U.S. with the audio and digital book, and so many other things that come with it. over40meals.com. I'm Funk Roberts. Thank you for listening. And listen, if you have comments, if you want to go back and forth on this stuff, but honestly, if you think about it, and listen, we're all about like common sense, using common sense, right? Because I set this up very well. I didn't say that they don't work for anybody. These diets work for people, sure. But for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, with the physiological changes that we have to endure, doesn't work for us, specifically if you're diabetic too. If you're type 2, type 3, type 2 diabetic, pre-diabetic, these diets are not what you want to be following. And with that, thank you so much for listening. I'm Funk Roberts. Have an alpha day, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.